Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Redefining Freedom podcast. This is your host, Sophia Nelson, and this is just my welcome to the newly updated, changed podcast that used to be One America Podcast. So don't worry, you're going to get the same great content, but I wanted to refresh and change the focus as I head into personally my next book, which will be about freedom and what's happening with it here in the United States of America. And as we lean into the 2024 primaries for president, as well as the conventions, et cetera, 2024 is going to be a busy year. And it's hard to believe we're already in the spring of 2023. So I wanted to shift, I wanted to refocus and really zoom in on the hot topic on everybody's mind. It's freedom. What is happening to freedom? Do we still have free speech and free thought in the United States? Are we headed in a different direction of group thought and groupthink? What are the consequences when you express an opinion or a viewpoint that's different than perhaps the mainstream at your job, at your university, in your industry, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your circles where you live, work, and breathe? It's an important conversation. We're going to have lots of them. We'll have guests. A lot of times it will be me sharing my thoughts based on the principles that I believe as an American citizen who is now in her 50s, who was raised in a military army family, a big one, goes back all the way. We can date our service back in my family to the Civil War. On both sides. And so we are a patriotic family. We believe strongly in the Second Amendment, but we're an African-American family, so we believe strongly in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And equality of opportunity is really something that I want to spend a lot more time focusing on versus quote-unquote equity, which it's hard to make things equitable in society, because once a people... for example, take women. There was a report out just last week that it would take women in general, 132 years. That's right. I said 132 years to reach pay equity, to be equal with men. Do you really think that's going to happen? It's the same thing with being African American in this country. You have 200 years of legalized slavery, more. You start counting from the colonies in Jamestown, Virginia, right, in 1619. And then you have 100 years of legalized Jim Crow, separate but equal, really separate and unequal. How do you catch up? You don't catch up. You have people within those groups, within those, quote, marginalized communities that will make great gains. They will be first. They will be trailblazers. But the inequities are systemic. And anybody that doesn't see that wants to be a willfully blind fool. That's just what you are. Just own it. Don't quibble about it. Just own it. That's the position you want to take. So I want to just stop by and say hello. We're going to have our first podcast this week, and I want to talk about wokeness. What is the meaning of the word? Where does it come from? Why is it being bastardized and used in the way it is? And yet, on the flip side, is there some merit to us being completely overly and out of control woke? We'll talk about that. Later, but I wanted to have this introductory, just welcome to the podcast, same great content, but a shift about everything that deals with our freedoms. And as always, I like to be balanced. So we will have people on both sides. We will have thought leaders, academics. We will have activists. We'll have families that have been impacted one way or the other by freedom's glorious, freeing, wonderful power, and sometimes by freedom's destructive power. And be clear that there are limitations to freedom. Sounds ironic, right? Like, freedom is supposed to be about being free. Well, it is. But your freedom and my freedom can sometimes clash at the door, and they can mean different things for the both of us, and end one of us up with less, one of us up with more. And those are the conversations we're going to need to have, not this silly book banning, not teaching certain courses. abjectly lying about history. History is what it is, folks. You can't change it. You can only learn from it. We're going to have to cut that out, the silliness. But I do think we have to have a conversation about where my rights begin and yours end and vice versa, and how we respect those rights in the places where we have to mutually occupy space and time and relationship and fellowship. That's what we need to be talking about. So let's do it. Welcome to the Redefining Freedom podcast. And by redefining freedom, I simply mean that as the country is being redefined demographically, culturally, and otherwise, it's changing. It's changing dramatically. A new generation of Americans known as millennials, and then you got Y and Z, are large generations. Gen X, my generation, was half the size of our baby boomer parents, half the weight, half the value, half the wealth, half the you name it. We're half in size and in every other way. They call us the forgotten generation. We're not forgotten. We grew up in the Reagan 80s. We grew up under apartheid in South Africa, being a rallying cry, watching Nelson Mandela get free. We grew up with the first Persian Gulf War, and many from my generation served in that war. And so we grew up under relative peace and prosperity and strength. So we didn't have a lot to fight about. We weren't our parents. We didn't have to have protests. We didn't have to protest civil rights or women's rights and fight for those rights. We were the heirs of those rights. So let's get into it. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Happy Monday. We are at the tail end of March. It's still Women's History Month. I definitely want to do a podcast before the month's out on freedom and women. I'm going to do that podcast with the mayor of Baton Rouge, Sharon Weston Broom, who's amazing, a dear friend of 20 years. I'll be speaking at her Women's Commission luncheon in Baton Rouge at the end of the month. So she and I are going to do a special podcast to wrap the month, and I'm looking forward to that. So we'll make sure that we promo and let you know about it. But let's get talking about freedom. We'll do our first podcast this week. Later on Monday, it'll be available sometime in the evening, early Tuesday morning. And we're going to talk about woke. I'm going to break it down for you. And I've been quiet, but it's time for me to talk. I look forward to it. God bless you. Have a great week until we meet again.